Bill Curry Ford, Tampa's first family of Ford for nearly 60 years, is just north of the stadium on Dale Mabry Highway and at BillCurryFord.com, home of the nationwide lifetime warranty on new and pre-owned vehicles. Bill Curry Ford is a proud supporter of JoeBucksFan.com.
This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. It is presented for the third straight year by Hooters, and specifically for the Tampa Bay area, OriginalHooters.com. Original Hooters owns and operates the 11 locations that serve football fans throughout the Tampa Bay area, and Original Hooters, again, specific to the Hooters location in Tampa on Hillsborough Avenue, not far from Raymond James Stadium in Steinbrenner Field, will be host again of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast draft event. It will be coming up on Sunday, August 25th, which effectively opens the successful window of fantasy drafts. We'll talk about that and why in a moment. But if you are interested in playing in a Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Draft League, it is free to play. Now, it is not free food and beverage at Hooters at our draft event, but it is free to play, and we do award prizes to our league champions. Many of my league champions simply become regular Todd Wright Tour golfers playing in my tournaments for free. You must send an email to ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com, basically saying you'd like to know more or you are interested in playing in a fantasy podcast league. You must be present at the draft that night, roughly 7 p.m. We'll want everybody there on Sunday, August 25th at the Hooters in Tampa on Hillsborough Avenue. Because we are trying to put people in the restaurant, there is no calling in to draft. There is no Skyping in to draft. You can also bring a plus one to the draft. We just ask that those of you actually doing the drafting, we do have a minimum age this year, 21 and older only for owners in the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast League. Your guest, that's your call. And I will communicate that with you if you are invited based on your email to me with name, phone number. Just tell me about your interest in fantasy football, if you've played before, how long you've listened to the podcast, etc. We like to get to know our owners. Send that email within the next couple of weeks to ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. If you get a reply from me inviting you, you are in. If you do not, please do not show up that night. For those of you independent of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Leagues, just know we sort of follow the trend of many people around the Tampa Bay area, around the state of Florida, around the United States, that books their fantasy football drafts at Hooters, and I encourage you to do the same. Specific to the 11 locations under the OriginalHooters.com brand in the Tampa Bay area, Hooters, presenting sponsor of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We are well ahead of where we've ever been in terms of the podcast leagues and people expressing interest. I have my league, and we're still hoping Ira and or Joe from JoeBucksFan.com will have another league, and we're hoping for a third league this year. And hopefully you can join us at our podcast event coming up on Sunday, August 25th. So let's start there. Just a couple of quick things in today's Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Someone was recently asking me about why I chose Sunday, August 25th as the date of our fantasy draft, and I said, it basically is the start of the window, in my opinion, on when you should do your fantasy drafts. If you do it any earlier, you are running significant danger that players drafted with mid to high value round picks could be cut, injured, or other things can happen before opening day. Starting on August 25th, that night, there's one game in the NFL. It's the final game of that particular weekend, and that weekend is, for most teams, the third week of the preseason, where, as most of you should already know, teams game plan and use their starters for roughly a half. They treat that preseason game as a bit of a walkthrough for starting the regular season. Most players of significance, especially at skill positions and of fantasy note, that's the last game that they play in before the season opener. And they usually play a half, maybe a little more, maybe a touch less, and they're done. They're not going to play in the fourth preseason game. Are they still subject to non-contact injury, say, Deshaun Watson, a year or two ago in camp? Sure they are. But as far as game action and getting somebody hurt in a preseason game, it is less likely to happen once you get through that third full week. And I'm not talking about the Hall of Fame game week, which just has the one game. So that night, there is one game. But it actually is kind of nice. We'll have football on while we're drafting. So only two of the 32 teams are involved. People look at the screens and it's just a presence there, but it's minimized. So really from that point on through, I would say, Labor Day. Now you can draft up until, Wednesday night before the Thursday night regular season opener between the Bears and the Packers, if you want to cram it in that late. I like Labor Day weekend as a weekend to draft. The NFL isn't playing any meaningful games that weekend. I don't know why they don't. It has become a showcase weekend for college football. But Labor Day weekend is a good weekend to draft. My personal league, the Foundation, we are drafting on Labor Day night. The end of that weekend, which gives me a good 2 to 3 days to input all the data and for people to set their lineups if they have Bears and Packers players or ask any questions. And it obviously minimizes damage that anything is going to happen to the players that they ultimately selected. So that's why I think anything you do before August 25th, you are running the risk that someone is going to draft a player who gets hurt, who gets cut, something else happens to that player. I don't really see a good reason why you would draft before August the 25th. Some would even say, well, Todd, why are you drafting on August 25th? Why don't you just wait until August 26th and that last game that's on is over? Well, people are off Sunday, and I think it's just easier for me to assemble, especially a large group of people, some of which I don't know yet, into Hooters on a Sunday night rather than on a weeknight. So that is why I chose that particular date. And again, only two teams are playing. So we've minimized the possibility of a player being drafted who was hurt. And if a player does get hurt on the TV in front of us, I mean, I might make a rules commissioner at that point that player would get an immediate compensatory pick. So I would take care of that in person. So I think that's your window. Basically, August 25th through Labor Day, or if you want to go to the Tuesday or Wednesday after Labor Day, that's fine. We had a in one of the podcast leagues last year, we had an issue with data being input, and there was some concern from some owners that we're not going to get to play. You can actually set up a league to not play certain weeks. So what we did was we just skipped over week one. Nobody played. There was no necessary advantage or disadvantage there. Let's say things don't work out and you can't get on the same page for, you can still draft a week later. You just have to take week one off the board. Most of your plans allow you to skip weeks, and you can just skip week one and start in week two if you want to create more of a window to host your draft. One other thing I want to talk about in this fantasy football podcast is the obsession with the obscure. And don't worry about it. Don't be the owner in your league that drafts for a reaction. Don't. chalk often wins. It's something that often amuses me when we get around the NCAA tournament and there are people making their picks and they get ripped because they picked mostly number one seeds or all number one seeds and number two seeds. Well, that's what usually wins. And the goal is to be right. Unlike a lot of these loudmouths who get paid way too much money on the major networks of radio and television, like Colin Cowherd or Skip Bayless, and there are more of them, who are not accountable for just this shit that they throw out there because they got to fill four hours a day. Be accountable. You're not looking for a reaction. You're looking to be right. Now, sure, are there players that would fall into that category? Sure, Alvin Kamara gets brought up. Look, I owned Alvin Kamara 2 years ago when very few had ever heard of him. How did I get him? I got him on waivers. Waivers is where you throw the darts, or you throw the dart at your last player pick of the draft. You don't do it in the early to middle rounds when you're drafting starters. I've said this for years. You're drafting your starting lineup for the first 2 weeks minimum in your fantasy draft. You're not going to mix and match based on matchups. You're not going to overreact after a loss in week one and take somebody out and put somebody else in unless there's an injury there or other reason to do it. You're basically drafting your starting lineup for a minimum of 2 weeks. Now, week one, week two, you're definitely on waivers, and that's where you're looking for guys like Alvin Kamara. You're looking at the box scores from week one, and you're looking for undrafted guys who basically touch the football. Running backs, wide receivers. If you've done the smart thing, as I've told you to do over and over and over and even earlier this year on the podcast, and made the tight end non-mandatory, make the tight end a non-mandatory position in your league will be better for it. Make it a wide receiver tight end flex. So if you have a good tight end and you want him and you can draft him or you own him, you can play him there. If you don't want to deal with it, then don't. Nothing is affected. Nothing. So it's week one, week two, those box scores, you can take a gamble. Now, are you cutting a player of real value to take that gamble? No. And that's my point. You wouldn't cut your RB2 to take a chance on some sleeper guy in week one. So don't take the sleeper guy that you just are picking to get a reaction to make headlines in your league rather than an actual value RB2. The pick has the same value. Don't do that. Draft to win, not to get attention. If I were to tell you right now, you win your fantasy football league and no one in your league says a word, or you get all these pats on the back for some wild pick you made that actually worked out, but you lost in the first round of the playoffs or you didn't make the playoffs at all. Which do you want? As Herm Edwards said, you play to win the game. Now, in fantasy, we do play to play, but play to win. Play chalk. Be smart. Draft an established roster. Don't go nuts over rookies. That's a whole separate podcast here. Don't do that. Draft established guys on established teams where you have sample size of what they're going to do, especially if the coaching staff is stable. That's the best situation for you percentage-wise. Taking a player you know who has had a full season or more within the same offense, within the same quarterback, with the same head coach and same coordinator. That is a best case scenario. Now, this year, there have been more players seemingly that are changing teams. We have Le'Veon Bell in New York. We have Odell Beckham in Cleveland. And that's just a couple of examples. Sure, when a player changes teams, he can have a rebirth and his numbers go up. Amari Cooper at the trade deadline was an example of that last year. It is less predictable than an established player on the same team wearing the same uniform. And there were a lot of coaches that changed. Some will be for the better, but you don't know yet. I mean, I think it's easiest, right, to say with Le'Veon Bell, he apologized to all of us fantasy owners for last year. I didn't see the apology to Steelers fans. Maybe I missed it. But he apologized to fantasy fans. I'm a huge fan of Le'Veon Bell. He's not where I would normally take him on my draft boards this year, but I'm not going to ignore him. If there is value and Le'Veon Bell is on the board, I will select him. I also do believe in Adam Gase. And I want to think Sam Darnold is good enough that the Jets offense will not be a negative offense because of Darnold. And there was some growth late last year. And I think he's better now not being coached by Todd Bowles. So that's just one example, though, that the mere fact that Le'Veon Bell is not where he always was and is with the Jets, it changes the dynamic. So I'd put that in the category just above rookies. At least you have a sample size on an established, say, superstar player. But as far as the sleepers, look, sure, there will be an Alvin Kamara type this year. There will be a few wide receivers. There could be a tight end. Quarterback, less likely in this conversation. Most quarterbacks are going to get drafted anyway. And I still prefer sort of the zero quarterback theory of taking a quarterback after everybody else already has theirs, although there will be many owners this year that jump at Pat Mahomes and at Aaron Rodgers, even though we don't know yet if Aaron Rodgers is going to be allowed to audible. This just in, Aaron Rodgers is going to audible. What is LaFleur going to do? Bench him? If Aaron Rodgers comes to the line of scrimmage and sees he can win with a better play, he's going to change the play. And if Matt LaFleur pulls a Jimmy McGinty on Eddie Martel and says, you know, well, that's not the play we called, guess who's going to win that battle? Yeah, Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, so I wouldn't worry about that. So don't go overboard with the, don't obsess over sleepers. I wouldn't waste much time on it. Go with chalk. Do it. Go with chalk. Don't just drop down the board to drop down thinking you're reinventing the wheel here. Now, once you draft your team, then put that work in getting ready for the waiver wire, especially players that are undrafted. Then you can really do a lot of research on them. And then if one pops with a number of touches or gets in the end zone or was used in a red zone package or a wide receiver got red zone targets or played more in a three wide receiver set or a top wide receiver got hurt. It seems like a Giants wide receiver gets hurt every 48 to 72 hours these days or suspended. Then you have more of a reason to keep an eye on that particular player. But that's on waivers, or there's that one player you can pick depending on the size of your bench. In my leagues, we run a bench of roughly seven players. I think that's a good number because you want to keep people in the waiver pool, which is harder to do in leagues of 14, 16 teams as opposed to leagues of 8, 10. But you can throw one dart at the end of the draft, but don't do it against chalk on your starting lineup or your first reserve when doing the draft process. Wait until waivers, and that's where you hope to strike gold, as I did 2 years ago with Alvin Kamara. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. Visit originalhooters.com to find the 11 locations in the Tampa Bay area. And remember, if you want to draft with us and be part of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast leagues at Hooters, Our draft event is Sunday night, August 25th. If you can be there in person, there are no phone calls. There is no Skyping. We're trying to fill the restaurant, and we're having an event. You must physically be there. You can bring one guest. You must be 21 or older to play and to attend. Your guest does not. Send an email to toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. Introduce yourself. Tell me why you want to play. If you've ever played fantasy football, I want to know a little bit about you. Leave some info for me, maybe a phone number. I might reach out and call you to personally invite you. If you get a personal invite back from me, a reply to that email at toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com, you are invited. Do not just show up that night. I will start the invitation process in a couple weeks. Hooters is a very good sponsor to us. Presenting sponsor for 3 straight years here on the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Thank you for listening this time, and we'll talk to you in a few days.